Hello, everyone, and welcome to Critics Play Games, a podcast full of film critics sharing our love of video games. My name is Christian. I'm joined by one of my co-hosts, Zach, YouTuber Zach, I should say. Leo is not here with us because he is
refuses to buy an Xbox right now.
He's Xboxless, so that's what he is.
Exactly. And guys, we want you guys to tweet at Leo Rydell. Tell him he has to get the Series X, not the Series S.
He's very adamant about getting that Series S. Like, I don't blame him, but I do love my Xbox Series X fair. I'm wrapping the shirt today, so it's like, you know.
Yeah.
We
No, I feel that.
Definitely.
Yeah. I like this set. Honestly, here's the thing. Like, I love both consoles. I think both consoles are great. Both companies have fucked up in one way, shape, or another when it comes down to the releases of these. Should these next-gen consoles have been pushed back a year? Probably. But when it comes down to terms, I've had less problems with my Series X than I have with my 5, so.
I will say, I like both. I mean, obviously, everyone has their platform of choice, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just like Mac and PC.
Well, on both consoles, I mean, when it comes down to the end of the day, they're the same strength. They're literally the same power.
Yeah.
But what do you buy a console for? The game.
It's all about this. There's hardware, the software, and then services as well. Those are like the three major pillars. And hardware, like we said, is basically identical. And then going into software, that is where things differentiate. The services, I gotta say, I have to hand it to the Xbox when it comes to
Game Pass, man.
Like Game Pass is everything that, like, Dolby Vision is now on Xbox. You know, HDR, 120 hertz, just it looks phenomenal. I was trying out the Avengers for the second time.
Oh, how was it?
It ran pretty well. Like, it ran,
dude. The next gen version of Avengers, I'm not gonna say the game's perfect, but technically it's perfect. Like, technically that game's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I've played it every add-on. I still play it. But that next-gen version, I've put more hours into because I'm like, this actually runs good. It loads fast. It's all that stuff. I love it. But and shout out to them for giving us a free update to that.
There we go.
Hey.
Seriously, though, because it is really nice, and I think that's what that game needed. But, like, it's... I don't know. But anyway, we're talking about some Halo Infinite beta, some big team battle, some Halo Infinite flight, our impressions, because these past 2 weeks have been pretty big, you know, when they're starting to run their multiplayer tests here or there between this weekend and this past weekend. So it's been a lot of fun. And before we begin today's show officially, you can listen to us on podcast platforms around the web. And of course, you can find us here on YouTube. Zach has been definitely pulling more of the YouTube side. It's not that I'm not an on-camera person. I don't
know. We need that Kenya Bridge of Spirits review.
Almost done.
Yeah.
I've been playing in small increments because I'm like, it's a very basic game.
But it's just because, like, the reason I've had so much is because I've already had all this stuff already, like, I've wanted to do
it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like you're way better on the podcast side. It's just like, I'm the one that's like, I've already had, like, okay, I know what I want to make, so I'm just going to make it because we need stuff for the channel. I don't want it on my channel anymore.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. And, you know, over on our on Film Optics, you know, we don't really, like, we used to cover gaming stuff, but it just became a lot to try and cover. Like, we would try to cover, like, the big events here and there, but it's like, that's not really what our, you know, we tried to be, like, a little bit of everything, but it's like, you kind of have to, like, narrow it down just a little bit, but I think I think it helps that we have this out, like, here, you know, everything on the movie and TV side, you know, we all do our own thing, and that's our main bread and butter.
But gaming, man, it's the next big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said it, man, if I didn't get in the movies, I'd be streaming every day. Yeah. I'd be doing the Twitch thing. I mean, games would be, like, my big passion, and maybe one day it will. Like, if I ever do this, like, full time, like, man, games will be like, it'll be video gaming movies. My eyes will be so red and strained that I'll probably have to, like, go and get, like, new cybernetic eyes, man. It'd be bad at that point. But, you know, Halo Infinite Flight Beta, man. You and me have been kind of skeptical on Halo. I don't know more about you, but I know me, like, I haven't been a fan of 5. I did not like 5 whatsoever. Super disappointed. 4 I liked, but still didn't love. I really haven't loved the Halo since probably Reach.
I would have to agree with that, yeah. It's been a while. So Bungie's last game.
But even Bungie's and when it comes out, but and that's when it comes down to the multiplayer though. I don't think I've actually played a Halo multiplayer that passionately since probably 3. And that's honesty. Like I love classic Halo. Like that multiplayer is perfect. And, you know, I've always said that, like, 4 and 5 started going towards that more Call of Duty-ish type stuff. And I'm like, this isn't Halo. But I've always contended is, like, you look at Doom and Wolfenstein, those feel like Doom and Wolfenstein games updated to a modern genre. Why can't Halo do that? And I think they have finally found that middle ground for gameplay for it to feel like Halo. We're not talking about the story, though. We don't know how that story campaign's going to turn out. But what I can say is I will be absolutely playing the shit out of this multiplayer. I think that's just like my first impressions walking out. There's some things they can tank around, but I loved it. What about you, man?
So I've been a very big Halo fan for years. Much like you, I wasn't too.
What's your favorite one? What's your favorite?
Probably Halo 3. But I had a lot of fun playing Halo Reach with my friends back in the day. I think Skyrim came out that year too. And game. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do with my time. Like, what am I going to do here? But this feels like Halo. Like Halo 5, like we said, or like you said, it does have that Call of Duty vibe. You can kind of see that going towards Halo 4, but I've really been enjoying this beta a lot, you know, for the time that I played within this weekend and this past weekend. It runs so smooth, whether you're playing it on console or PC, you know, depending on your rig on PC, like hopefully you're getting at least 60 frames per second, because that game runs so buttery smooth. They have somehow breathed new life into this game. And I'm very, very excited to just.
I could care less about the campaign.
Right now, I don't care about the campaign at all.
Because I'm a single player person right now.
Yeah. I have been.
I don't got time for multiplayer, I don't have time for that. I want to keep playing Halo. I'm so sad that, like, you have to play at certain times.
Yeah.
And I also, like, I get why they do it. It's to test the servers and stuff. But the other part of that is I'm also sad because today, as we're filming, this is the final day of the beta. I mean, this is probably going up, like, at least on the YouTube channel a couple days later.
Yeah.
Like, this is, that's huge now. Like, I have to wait 2 more months. Hopefully 2 more months. Because I've told you, I think they're going to push the campaign back and just release the multiplayer.
I don't know. It's too close to release. Like, even with the Game Awards literally happens the day before this drops.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not going to be eligible.
Is it day after?
It's not eligible.
It's not
eligible. It's the day before.
It's the day before.
Which, for me, I mean, it's tough because I don't think this game would be nominated.
No, it can't be. Not for one day. It's Super Smash Brothers.
Even if it was to come out earlier, here's my thing with the game is, you know, before we get a little bit more into the multiplayer, like I do not trust them in the campaign. I think the campaign will be fun. It'll be way better than 5.
Hopefully.
I hope the story's great because I didn't mind 4's campaign. I actually dug it.
Yeah.
I actually didn't like the multiplayer for 4. It was the opposite, but I told myself after 4, I'm like, depending on where they go with the story, this is either going to go bad or good. And 5 was not great. But this seems kind of like it's like the ending of this new trilogy, but also the resurrection of it because it's new and it doesn't seem like it's continuing the story that they kind of left off on completely, which might be the smartest thing to do. But I'm not sold on the campaign yet because we don't really know what the story is. And I think that's my biggest thing is like, when it comes down to Halo, I think it's one of the most interesting world-building universes out there. And it has a great story. 1, 2, and take out 1. 1's a little bit cheesy. But 2, 3, and Reach, I think, were, like, excellent in storytelling. And emotional, too. Everything with Cortana and Master Chief. So this is going to be interesting. I mean, I'm more sold on the multiplayer than I am anything else. Thank God this is on Game Pass, because then I can just download the...
And that's the biggest thing, Zach, is that this is coming to game, like not even just the Halo multiplayer is free. Like, regardless if you have Xbox Live, Ultimate, Game Pass, however you want it, I believe it is just free across the board. You don't need a live subscription in order to play it, which is huge. And I guess I wanted to ask you, because, you know, we have all these other first-person shooters that have been coming out. Like, yeah, Halo 5's been around for about 6 years. That was more so on the Xbox One. So it has been a while, but, you know, kind of looking back on Halo 5, that was more of like a resurgence of the Call of Duty era, because we saw that back on the 360, now the, you know, the PlayStation 4 and that new deal with Activision and PlayStation, much like it was back in the day with Treyarch and Activision and Xbox.
Yep.
It kind of made sense for them to be like, hey, you know, we're trying to, they're really trying to bring Halo into the new era, but, you know, the nice little trinkets here and there, it definitely feels like Halo. And I know that's, you know, like, oh, it feels like Spider-Man, like, obviously, that whole thing. But it really, it's a nice tune-up, and it brings it into the modern age. But I wanted to ask you, between what, Battlefield and Call of Duty Vanguard that's out, like, how do you think this is going to stack up? Because, I mean, this is going to be the, like, holiday of multiplayer games.
Yeah, so I think a big thing on it is, does Battlefield actually hit its release date? So it already got pushed back once. So that's, I think, like I've told you, Halo multiplayer is coming out no matter what.
Yeah.
Campaign stuff we can discuss later on. I'm sure they'll get it out. They're probably, I cannot imagine being at that studio right now. I'm pretty sure almost every Xbox game studio is almost working on this game to get it finished.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've heard rumors that the Coalition's helping with them.
And that's normal,
obviously, too. Obviously, 343. Yeah. A lot of these big-budgeted games, like Halo, I mean, Halo is probably the biggest exclusive of this year, especially since there's no God of War, Horizon, you know, stuff like that.
I didn't think Keanu Bridges Pierce was going to come out this year, because we haven't heard anything. And forever, yeah, they said it pushed back, and then I was like, oh, I mean, it's here. It runs great on my PlayStation 5.
So multiplayer wise, I mean, for me, I'm gonna play them all because this is, again, I give every Call of Duty usually a try. I'm not sold on Vanguard though. That fucking beta sucked. Really? That beta turned me around to the point where I'm like, do I even want to buy this game? I'm
telling you, man, I haven't bought Call of Duty since Ghost.
Yeah, I'm not excited for it. Battlefield looks awesome.
It does.
It looks awesome. But that's $70 right there for a multiplayer
only. Yeah, I haven't played
that Battlefield. That hurts my soul.
I haven't played a Battlefield game since Battlefield 3.
Now, I will give it what credit is due. My friend made a good thought on it. He goes, what do you mostly play on that game, though? I was like, the multiplayer. And he goes, then that's why. I'm like, but it shouldn't be $70 then. It shouldn't be $70.
I agree. I don't think... I mean, it's, you know, it goes back to the conversation of, oh, like, how do you calculate, like, you know, hours or value per dollar for certain games? And even just bringing up Keanu Bridges Spirits, that game is $40, but I feel like there is enough replayability there to justify that $40.
$40. Well, and I can understand it, because, like, let me say, like, look at this. So, like, my friend actually made a really good point a couple of years ago. He goes, I wish Call of Duty or even Battlefield or whatever, these big highlighted games where it's like they have campaign, multiplayers, and zombies. You pay for what you want.
That would be
so nice. If you want to just play zombies, that's cool. You just buy the zombies, which I think they would actually make more money that way, because you'd get friends of mine who don't care about anything else
besides multiplayer,
which is zombies, or the multiplayer, or the campaign. You know, for me, I just buy the multiplayer, the campaign, or multiplayer and zombies, but I think it'd be pretty cool. But in this year, I think Halo is going to do great, because when it comes down to Xbox players, you know, PlayStation still needs that big multiplayer game. And I've been saying it, at least, Resistance.
Do they need multiplayer, though?
They don't. But Resistance, if they want to go after it, Resistance would be the one, or Killzone. I mean, if you really wanted to double down on Killzone, but I would argue Resistance.
I mean, Blue Point Games just got acquired by PlayStation, so they might do something.
Who knows what they're doing?
It seems with Xbox and PlayStation, when it comes to multiplayer and single player, like, and I hate to get off the rails here just for a second, it really seems like they are missing one, like, one is yin and one is yang, like.
Yeah.
Xbox has all these great, you know, Game Pass, all that stuff. But, like, when it comes to multiplayer, like, I would prefer to play games multiplayer through Xbox, just because I think the services are better. You know, you got the nice little Dolby Vision tweak, stuff like that. That isn't for everybody, because not everyone has a super fancy TV. But for me, it really, like, I just love the service side. But it does seem that Xbox is lacking in the single player linear story path, and then PlayStation is lacking in that multiplayer side. So they're definitely looking for something else. But going back to Halo, I do agree with you. I keep seeing people on Twitter saying, oh, you know, like Halo's going to fail and, you know, like it's not going to last past this holiday season. I'm like, well, number one, you don't know that. Just to be clear, but this is Halo. Like, I mean, the fans are there. People are going to be playing this game. And I do hope
people want to put their Xbox to use.
Yeah.
All the millions of people that have bought an Xbox Series X, S, and it's smart. Because it's not just on next-gen consoles.
Yeah.
It's also on the previous gen. So you're going to have that bigger thing to where, arguably, Halo will probably sell more copies than Ratchet & Clank, Returnal, and...
Well, multiplayer games always sell more copies than even exclusive single-player games.
But I just mean that because of exclusive. Yeah. Even though this is an exclusive, it's because it's on multiple consoles. Yeah. And, you know, out of all the multiplayer games, I'm more excited for this.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, now again, we have not played the Battlefield beta. No. I am planning to play it, but I can't see this... Like, which game am I going to put more time... This... Depending on how they support it, depending on how they put time into it, this is the multiplayer game I'm going to play this.
Yeah.
Because Call of Duty's beta was not for me. Mm. It's the same exact fucking thing every
copy and paste.
And this one more than anything, which I was sitting there, I was like, yeah, I'm just kind of over it. I'll just play Warzone. It's free. Like, and then Battlefield, everything looks great on that. But let's see the actual turnout of it. Because the last Battlefield I wasn't a fan of. I was pretty disappointed in it. So Halo, though, the beta impression, usually betas are crap. And usually they don't work. And you kind of get a glimmer of hope for them. This was just awesome.
Yeah.
It didn't even, I don't even think, this was not more of, less of a beta. It was more of a, you know, they're testing the
stress test kind of.
The servers to make sure they're working. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing was, this is telling people this is why you need to buy the game.
Yeah,
it really was that. And I think this is why they're doing, because a lot of betas usually they're like the month before.
Usually.
And when they do the month,
this is
before,
like 2 months.
Not that. Yeah. They're not changing much from a month before.
But people do need to understand and realize that, you know, any game when a game first comes out, it's not going to be, no game is ever finished when it releases. Never. That is why you see. So I have had like at least 2 to 3 updates for Kena already.
Yeah. Already. I mean, it's very rare when they come out like that. Like, I think Dying Light 2 is going to get as close as possible to it. I think that's why the game has.
That's why there's like the day one patch usually.
Yeah.
But people do need to understand that, you know, just because there is no co-op multiplayer when a game first comes out does not mean that's the game's final form. We've seen it so many times over, especially with, look at Master Chief Collection. Like, when that game, when that collection first came out, it was great, but the servers did not work. Now everything works fine. It's just like with No Man's Sky. That game was absolute dog crap when it first came out. But now I would actually recommend that game for someone to buy because it's made a huge turnaround.
Well, and that's a lot of games. I mean, Diablo 2, its first day, you couldn't even play the damn game. I remember Diablo 3. Diablo 3 was bad, too. Diablo 3 was really bad. It's always those first days. I think Overwatch is probably the only Blizzard game I've ever played first day where the servers weren't shit.
Yeah.
But I think that's because they had a lot of betas and whatnot going on. So, I mean, for you, I know it's probably Halo's the multiplayer game you're going to play this season, right? Is it your most anticipated for the rest of the year?
What else is coming? Oh, I mean, there's Alan Wake remaster, but it's a remaster of another game. But other than that, besides Halo, I don't see myself like buying any new games for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything else because I usually like I've kind of strayed away from multiplayer, but I think the last big multiplayer game that I played for a while was Overwatch with my friends. But like, it takes a specific type of multiplayer game to get me invested. And obviously Halo is one of those, much like, for me with like JRPGs, there's only specific JRPGs that I'll play. Obviously Pokemon being, the number one, Chrono Trigger, things like that. Some Square Enix games, not all, but yeah, that's pretty much it's my most anticipated because for me, outside of Kena, that's all there really is left. I mean, like, I have my PlayStation 5, but like, honestly, as soon as I'm done playing Kena, it's going to be collecting some dust until Horizon probably comes around, because
yeah, I mean, for me, there's Guardians that I'm really excited about. Back for Blood.
Oh yeah, that's right. Back. I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Like, I'm probably going to get Battlefield depending on how the beta goes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about Deathloop. I might check that out.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you can find it for, if you can find that game for like $40, that's like the perfect
price. Yeah, that's what I heard. People were like, it's fun, but I don't know if it's like $60 fun.
Dude, I don't know. Like, I mean, in my review, I said I don't get the 10 out of 10s. 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, fair enough. But, like, perfect? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's get a little bit further with this, man. There's a lot of new weapons and maps and, you know, all the different type of modes in here. That's all kind of random. Out of the modes, weapons, and maps, which ones were your favorite?
I didn't play... between the maps themselves, I didn't really pay too much attention of which ones we were on. Because, honestly, I just wanted to play the game. I was just very, very excited. Yeah. And that, you know, the fact that they're opening up the beta to pretty much everyone as long as you sign up. I mean, I've been a part of, like, the flight program for a while.
I still think it's stupid. I still think it's the dumbest thing. They should have just done it to all Xbox.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, during the first flight, like, a few weeks ago, I mean, when I was listening to the Kind of Funny X-Cast, they did mention, like, hey, if you sign up as a Halo Insider, you will get access to the beta, which was true, but I had my Xbox, but I didn't know you had to opt in for either PC for Halo.
I didn't know that.
So yeah. I had it for PC on, had PC turned on and Xbox turned off. This time I flipped it around, so I got it for Xbox. But for the modes, I mean, the modes are there. I mean, Big Team Battle is a lot of fun. I mean, getting into the servers, you know, a game here and there.
That's the one. Yeah, and we'll talk about expected. The issue for that in a second.
I just enjoy good old fashioned Slayer, to be completely honest. Like, that's just,
I don't like Capture the Flag. I'm not, Capture the Flag on Big Team Battle works better than it did on the smaller maps.
If I feel like I die quicker, the vehicles too.
And stuff. And yeah, I agree with that. But for me, I really dug it. All the maps, nothing like stuck out to me as like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, this is god awful. Like, get rid of this. They all, again, I'm wondering what maps do they bring back? And I hope that they are designing their own maps. I don't remember which Halo it was that like they were taking Forge creation ones, and I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like some of these maps make no sense at all, but it's exciting. For me, though, the thing that stuck out to me the most was some of the new weapons.
Yes.
I love the skewer. That is my new favorite weapon.
Is that the one where it's like multiple
bullets? The harpoon sniper. No, it's the harpoon
sniper. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that one. That's my favorite one. I didn't like that multiple bullets one. I don't get that one.
It was kind
of
weird.
There's a couple of new ones that I don't get. Like, there's an energy one that's like, you hold it down and it gets all red and you shoot it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't like that. And I don't like the shotgun. Makes me sad because the Halo shotgun is like prime perfection in every Halo game except this one. It's like three bullets to kill someone.
I was like,
it should
what
be
is
one
this?
Or two. Yeah, like, I hope they adjust that. But like, then you use the battle rifle and that thing decimates.
Yes, it does.
That thing's like a two hit. It's awesome. I love it. But it's also, I want to give the sniper and shotgun, the actual original ones need to be updated because that sniper is not a one hit kill.
No,
I shot someone point blank in the head and their shields went all the way down. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. I wonder if they did that on purpose or not. I don't know because I have noticed that. I mean, I've been sniped a few times. Like, I mean, it takes a while for me to get back into a multiplayer game. Just because I've been playing like so many single player games, but from what I've noticed, I think I held my own. Me and James had to we had to do a few practice runs. We went into, you know, like a few PvP for a bit, and then we switched over to player versus environment. I will say, against the bots, they do kind of stand there and just kind of, you know, take the hits. But it was a nice little confidence booster. We definitely needed that because we were getting demolished. It was terrible. Uh-huh. But I mean, even when it comes to like first person shooters, I've never really been that good at them. I mean, when I was younger, like I felt like I was okay, but definitely out of all my friends, I was the worst one. But yeah. I mean, I did have my moments, but I will say the energy sword feels really, really nice. And so does
the gravity
hammer. Yeah. Yeah.
So like the only three guns I have issues with that are like returning or not even issues, just the two. It's the shotgun and the sniper. Those things need to be adjusted to be a tiny bit stronger.
Yeah.
Like just a little bit to the point where it feels
good. Need to feel the good. Power.
The pistol feels great. The assault rifle feels yep. great. The battle rifle feels great. The carbon sniper thing, the plasma rifle, I don't... Those I've never really cared. The needler feels great, though, which is like my favorite one. I actually have one.
Needler right is like here. The best thing ever.
The best thing ever.
Oh, my god!
It's a Nerf gun. $5. $5 for this.
You get yeah. someone with a needler, it's all over. It's over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love it. I loved it, though.
Camouflage and I think that has been improved as well.
Yeah, dude, you can't even see them. It's literally invisible. It's literally invisible. But I love it. And again, it was so much fun. I couldn't stop playing. Yeah. I didn't want to stop playing. I thought about it last night. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I go out with my girlfriend or do I play Halo?
I thought about playing Halo yesterday. I was like, you know, I haven't given Kena enough attention. So I went enough through another level on that. I was like, I'll play a little bit of Avengers just to it's not bad. It's not
yeah
for free. Well, not free, but on Game Pass. Because I almost bought it like the week because they had that big sale with.
How mad would you have been?
Oh, I would have been furious. Well, honestly, not too bad because Xbox's return policy, you have 15 days after the day of purchase to return something. And when I returned something prior a few weeks ago, like you submitted for a request or approval and it got approved. I mean, I had like money on my actual account and it within 10 to 15 minutes, I got the money back. So I was like, oh, that's what I like about the digital purchases. Cause I didn't have any play time on it. I had it downloaded, which PlayStation will give you a little bit of issues with. Like if it's downloaded, they'll kind of push back. But from what I've noticed, at least my experience so far on Xbox.
Yeah, remember the whole Cyberpunk
part? Yeah, that was crazy. But so I was almost a little mad, but I would not have been that too mad because I'm like, well, I can just return it and just play it on there.
Yeah.
So, which isn't
for bad. Sure.
But yeah.
Yeah, but I love this. I think just to kind of come to a closing, I love it. I know in our notes you said, is it going to be delayed? I don't think so. Multiplayer is done. This is coming out.
Yeah.
We're going to
see. It's only going to get better from here. It. People need to understand that.
Yeah. And I barely ran into any glitches. I think the only glitch I ran into was that when we were all playing, it glitches out and it won't let you start matchmaking again. I don't know if you ran into that this week. I didn't run into it playing big team battle. I don't know if they.
I didn't run into that glitch, but I did do the super melee fast rapid grip glitch.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that was fun.
It's still in the game?
The last time that me and James played, I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
No, so Friday. How do you do it? Friday we did. Yeah.
How do you do it?
It's. Oh my gosh, it's the melee button and Y at like the same time, like with the thumbstick. You have to do it like
it just goes.
It's so fast. It's like I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I tried it on the bots because there's no way I could do it to someone in real life. Like, you know, if we're playing an actual game.
Dude, if you did.
It was fun.
That person would be so pissed.
I hope they keep that in, but they probably will take that out, to be completely honest.
Oh, yeah.
Or make it like a skull or something like that. That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. Like as a funny joke. Yeah. On themselves because they do that a lot. I love the skulls. My favorite skull always to use is the birthday party same. One when you pop their head.
Oh yeah, that's where I got that from.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but I'm sold on this. This is now my most anticipated game for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Which like right now it was Guardians because I just love the Guardians of the Galaxy, but now I'm all in on Halo. I'm all in. I don't even care. Like I'm excited. I'm excited to see what they do with the campaign. I'm hopefully that impresses me. But I'm just playing the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Like that's all I'm
playing. Same here.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It just feels like classic Halo. And this is what gives me hope. It gives me hope that the next Gears of War will also follow suit and go back to classic Gears to where like Gears of War 3.
Just
Gears of War 5 is Gears of War 5 has definitely shifted more towards that. And I'm hoping they still continue to go more towards that. But I just feeling and playing this game, I think 343 has the winner on their hands.
Yeah.
For this, and I think at the end of the day people are going to be impressed with the multiplayer campaign we're still sitting up to, but I can say the gameplay is gonna be great for the campaign because I felt it in here. I love how you aim down the sights. I love that it doesn't feel like Call of Duty. I love how the running feels. It just feels smooth and perfect.
Yeah, I do agree. Hold on one second. I actually had to plug my MacBook in before it dies. Hold on.
You're good.
Oh. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, guys, we're back in action.
Hey.
I was like, ooh, that's looking pretty red there. I'm like, I should probably go grab it.
I'm not cutting that out. I'm not.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, it is what it is.
I want to have fun.
But yeah, I just to echo a few of your thoughts. Yeah, I really just enjoyed this a lot. It feels like Halo, just a nice, you know, 2021. Not in 2020 anymore, thank God. But it feels like an updated 2020 version of Halo. And I feel like with Halo 5, they were trying to change it too much. And it's like, hey, you know, like, let's just go back to the drawing board, find out what works, you know, with Halo, and kind of just play around. Because the gameplay feels so fluid. And that's what I really like about it. You know, with guns and everything. And I mean, obviously the maps, I'm excited to see more maps. Big team battle was a lot of fun for the games that I was able to get into. But overall, like, I really just had a great time. Like, I can't wait to play more, to be completely honest. Like, this, it's been a while since I've, you know, been invested into a multiplayer game, much like Overwatch. I stopped playing Overwatch a while ago, though. Probably like maybe like 2 years ago. So it was just there's always that one multiplayer game that kind of gets me in, you know, Fall Guys was a lot of fun during the pandemic. But I feel like there were certain games during that time where it's like, hey, this is a lot of fun because we have nothing else better to do. But I mean, video games definitely have been thriving for a while, but it's very interesting. We're kind of seeing a few delays here and there. Obviously, we saw with Halo, they definitely needed to update or push back this game, because I'm just glad that they did. And this is why I tell people online, like, there's nothing wrong with a delayed game. Doesn't mean that the game is garbage or trash. Bad, it's just not ready to be released. Take all the time you need, to be completely honest.
Yeah, we don't. I mean,
unless your game gets like Naughty Dogging it, you have to push it.
But that game was done. No, that game was done.
Yeah, it was. I'm still on the conspiracy that it was supposed to push for PlayStation 5.
I'm
100%. But
and then they were like, "God damn it!"
They're like, "Well,
we have no choice. We had no choice."
Because they did not give us a release date at all. They're like, "Yeah, we'll let you know." Didn't hear anything for weeks, and then like, it's like Naughty Dog, it's like just went on fire. And it's like, well, we have to release it now. I felt so bad for them though. Like, to work so hard and to be that close and for all that to happen. But,
and the fact that it leaked out like everything,
it wasn't just like a few, you know, screenshots here or there, a few plot points.
No, it was everything. The video,
it was literally the entire plot, like everything. I was like, wow, that's crazy. But yeah, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
You know, just bring it on, man. December 8th cannot come any sooner. I'm so into it. I'm so
October
ready.
October just started.
And December, dude, December's going to be stacked. Not just with games, but like movies and shows.
Oh, Hawkeye, yeah.
Spider-Man.
And November. Cowboy Bebop.
Boba Fett. Yeah.
Book of Boba Fett. God. Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
I wanted to ask you, so that Halo show in development, you think it surprise releases this year? It's almost done. I mean, it's done filming.
I mean, because when we were kids, I remember them talking about a Halo movie that was supposed to come out. And one Neil technically Blomkamp did. But yeah. I was
Neil
like,
Blomkamp, though, was supposed to direct it.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm not like for certain, like for The Last of Us, like, I'm still a bit iffy on like how I'm going to feel about this series, because I truly believe that video games are the final, not final form, but the best form of storytelling, because it is interactive, especially when it comes to single player games. And, you know, us playing The Last of Us 1 and 2, we have a different connection with it, not just because it's original source material, but because we got to experience a lot of like, it's like empathy through control type situation. And like, you know, like I'm excited that, you know, other people are going to be shared the story, but it's like to get the full experience. I mean, I know, you know, consoles aren't necessarily in everyone's budget, but that is it's the best place to experience a lot of these stories. Like Spider-Man PS4.
I'm going to be honest. I think it'll end up working.
I think it will.
Not even going with Last of Us, but I mean, Halo-wise, I think it's going to
work. Yeah, Halo.
I think, especially since it's not a movie and it's an actual show where you get more time to develop the characters. Now, the only thing I'll say, do not show Master Chief's face.
They never can. Never show Master Chief's face.
I'm gonna say something right here. I have heard in the first episode he takes his mask off.
Of course.
At the very end.
Well, of course he does. It's Pedro Pascal with the Mandalorian all over again in season two.
Yeah.
I mean, he does it twice. Yeah. I kind of understand. Yeah. But I mean, obviously with that was a different philosophy thing. It was more if you can't take your helmet off or you can't show your face, because those are two different things. But with Master Chief, yeah, we've never seen his face. I don't know who they're going to be able, like, who's going to play. Or is it going to be more of a Darth Vader situation when, you know, you have an actual physical bodied actor playing Master Chief inside the helmet? Or I really don't know. Or if it's going to, like, you know, are we going to have Steve Downes voicing Master Chief? Because, like, if you're going to make a Halo show, if Master Chief is going to be in it, it has to be Steve Downes. It cannot be anybody else. Like, I'm sorry, but it can't. It cannot. Much like we wouldn't really have like a replacement for Luke Skywalker, maybe Sebastian Stan, but it's more of the lines of that where it's like, you know, or Mark Hamill as a Joker when it comes to Batman animated series. Like, there's no one else who could replace him in that role.
Yep. I agree. So count me in, man. Let's get this going. Let's get Halo Infinite here now.
But yeah, that pretty much wraps up our thoughts of the Halo Infinite beta from these past two weekends. Just wanted to go around the show really quick. Zach, let everyone know where they can find you and what's coming up on your channel.
So for me, it's just reviewing a bunch of movies. I'm going crazy. I'm going to go fly up to New York for literally less than 48 hours to watch Dune and then fly back.
It's worth it.
Hopefully. I mean, what if I don't like the movie? You know, someone was like, I don't remember what it was. Yeah, someone asked me, they're like, well, your view is going to be biased because you're like, you love Denis Villeneuve. I'm like, I'm literally flying for less than 48 hours to go see the movie. If the movie fucking sucks, I'm going to say it was.
Oh, yeah. Like that. I would expect that from, you know, anyone that we know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just in general, sometimes I'm a little bit more biased towards things. We all are. We're all a little bit more biased towards something.
Oh, for sure. You know? But like, if something's like, dog crap, like if I didn't like Zack Snyder's Justice League, I was very surprised that I liked it. And I was like, wow, I liked it.
We know. You're the one person I did not want to see.
No, I didn't. And I don't want to see the haircut either. But it is what it is.
But yeah. But you guys can find me over at Zach Pope Reviews and over here as well. I think I'm going to try and do a Diablo 2 review on here before I leave. If not, I'll do it when I come back. And then obviously, you know, we're trying to find people to do Far Cry and a couple other games. So if you're interested in reviewing stuff, even if you're not comfortable on the camera, message out to us, write us you can write something up and we'll create it from there.
Disembodied voice and just send us a recording. I have not been into Far Cry in so long.
Same.
So long.
I will be honest though, and it sucks. I do not want to buy the game.
Oh,
I really just do not because I absolutely hated 5 so much.
It was on Game Pass though.
But I keep seeing Esposito's trailers like of him talking, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like,
it looks great,
man.
I mean, we're definitely seeing more of a, you know, like the video game industry and the entertainment, you know, Hollywood starting to bleed into each other. I can't say that's necessarily a good or a bad thing, because for some things it might work, but I mean, we're also getting that random Mario movie, but it's like, people are like, why is this being made? Because of money. That is literally the reason. It's because they want to make more money. It's always been that way, but that's okay. But yeah, let's get out of here. Just wanted to think, oh, actually, hold on. I guess I'll just do my self-promotion really quick. Overall, Film Optics, Film Optics, Optics with an X. It's a pretty busy month for us. By the time this is out, I believe our Venom Let There Be Carnage review will be out, and our The Many Saints of New York review. We also have James Bond coming up, the What If season finale coming up on podcast platforms around the internet. We're not on YouTube. Don't look for us there. Even though you find us on YouTube, we don't upload things to YouTube. We are strictly audio only. And we're going to be doing our Harry Potter movie series review throughout the months of October and November, hopefully leading up to the 20th anniversary of the first film. So, wow, it's going to be crazy. It's March all over again, just 10 times. You know, we got Halloween Kills, all that stuff. So, yeah, definitely check us out over on Film Optics. Again, that's Optics with an X. Over on Instagram, Twitter, that's where you can find all of our latest episodes, news, all that jazz. So let's close out here. Just wanted to thank everyone for listening to the Critics Play Games podcast. If you enjoy the show, leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, or leave us a subscription down below, because I totally forgot for a second that this is also going on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, definitely subscribe to us on YouTube. Let us know if there's any games you guys, you know, want us to review, or if there's any cool topics you want us to do for the podcast itself. And follow us over on Twitter at Critics Play Pod, so you never miss an episode. And leave any gaming related questions as well down below, and we'll answer them on air. So we'll.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Take us out, Christian.
See ya.